Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're a single person, there's nothing wrong with you having sex with people who want to have sex with you. Like, do it. But if someone cheated on me, I would never blame the bloody girl who slept with my boyfriend. I would blame him.
Hi, I'm Sam Wolfson, and welcome to the Vice UK podcast. Things used to be simpler. You knew what was right or wrong. You could ask a group of friends or judge by the standards of your community. But now we have universal access to some of the best people in the world and some of the worst. And to get a sense of what is and isn't okay is harder. Added to that, technology has made deception easier than ever. It's never been a better time to do something shitty and get away with it. Except for the fact that the internet also means you kind of leave a paper trail everywhere. And so when you do get caught, things can be really bad. All of this creates weird moral quandaries that we might not have had in the past. And this episode, we're going to do something a bit different and talk about some of those issues. If that sounds like it's going to be serious, don't worry. We're talking about screen grabbing text messages and wanking over Facebook photos. We've assembled a panel of hardy Vice writers, and we're going to be debating some of these moral modern quandaries. Zing is here.
Hi.
Hannah is also here.
Hey, Sam.
Amelia, member of the extended Vice family, is here.
Hello.
And Bish is...
Good afternoon, Sam.
As ever, right here. Everyone here has come with their own moral quandary. We're all going to posit it to the group, and at the end, we'll take a vote. Here's my first one, which is it all right to cancel on your friends if something better comes up? Like, if you've got a plan maybe with a few old schoolmates, and then something cooler and more fun with freer drinks comes up on the same evening, do you have to do what comes first, the first thing you organised, or are you allowed to just, like, back out of it? Bish.
Can't you do both?
What, go to both things in a night? Is that your always your...
The old school friends thing is, like, I don't really believe in it. I don't believe in, like...
You don't believe in true
friends. Arbitrarily hanging out with your people that you went to school with because that's the only people that you had to hang out with.
Hannah, even if it's not your old school friends, but it's just, like, you've made a plan, perhaps something more low-key with, like, a pal to go shopping, and then I'm going to tailor this example for your interests. Someone from a cool emo band texts you and says, would you like to go and get desserts at Shake Shack, vegan desserts? Maybe, I don't know, a member of Bring Me the Horizon or something. Are you allowed to just, like, leave that friend alone and just go to the more fun thing?
Well, the thing that you described just sounds very fun, so I would not be able to say no. No, I think that if something really cool comes up, then sometimes you just have to say fuck it. And if the person's your friend, then they'll understand that the other thing is so sick that you just have to bail on them. But also equally, if it's just like one person, you'll feel really bad and you should not cancel. If it's like a group thing, then just always just fuck it.
They should have other backup friends that aren't you, though. That's their fault. Firstly, and secondly, I think what you should do, this kind of moral quandary happens to me quite a lot, and I think what you should do is always be really transparent about it, and you'll wear your friends down over time so they don't expect anything from you.
Right.
And then when you cancel, it's like not a surprise. Or you could do what Bish said and do both, and you know, be really transparent about the fact that you're going to leave. Say, shit, I've just remembered that I already said I'd go to when the new proposition comes up.
Oh,
tell
I see.
Your friends. So be really honest.
Be transparent, but lie.
Be really honest. Shit, this thing that I organised last week, this amazing concert that I had guest list to, I totally forgot. So I'm going to have to duck out.
What so you be transparent and lie.
Yeah, of course. And what you shouldn't do is... I have one friend who quite often will be like, guys, I'm really, really tired. Like, oh, I've got the gym at 6 a.m. I'm not going to name names, but I think you know who it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home because, like, I really need to get an early night and I haven't been sleeping well. And then you see them on Instagram at the other thing.
Yeah.
So just don't be that person. Just be honest.
Right.
I'm a big fan of the semi-transparent lie.
Semi-honest.
Where you just say, I'm so sorry, babe, something really big has come up. Can we reschedule? And you don't actually name the fun, cool thing. So the friend in question doesn't feel like you're ditching them, and is you kind of leave them in the dark, so it's plausible deniability.
But don't you think this whole thing also creates a situation which I find incredibly frustrating, is that no one will commit to anything. Like, you can text a bunch of people being like, what are you doing on Thursday night, obviously the biggest night of the week, and they just won't reply until like Thursday morning because they're all sort of waiting to see if something better comes along.
Yeah, completely agreed. And then you get all these texts all the time that are like 7 or 8 on a weeknight being like, oh, are we still going to do this thing? It's like, I know you've just got like plans cancelled and I'm like your last option.
Like, if someone says...
People won't pin anything down. They'll like be really like, yeah, maybe, and then suddenly pin it down last minute.
My issue also is that sometimes the thing that you want to do, like Bish, for example, if me and you were going to go for a drink, which is not
never happen.
Out the question, I was going to say that we're mates now.
No.
Okay.
Not on record, we're not.
Okay, good.
On record, I still think you're a fucking scumbag.
All right, but just imagine that we were going to go for a drink. But then if I wanted to leave that to go to something that I thought was more fun, maybe like...
Which is what would happen if this situation ever did arise.
Yeah, but what if it was like going to Groucho with Jamie Winston?
Yeah, you and Makita Oliver and June Sarpong hanging out in Soho House.
Exactly, I never hear the end of it from you. That's the other difficult thing, is sometimes the thing that you deep down want to do more, which is...
I just don't think this happens to me very often. It might be because all my social life is just sort of... degraded itself into just drinking now.
Right.
It doesn't matter where, but it'll just be drinking somewhere. I don't do anything fun. I don't go to like fun themed club nights. I don't go to fucking clubs anymore. I don't do anything like that it would be the superior option. So whatever I'm doing of a night is usually just something that has just happened to me.
That can be the answer then, to just not do the not superior.
Do
yeah. Always do the worst option.
Yeah,
and you'll never feel this
way. That's true. Yeah. We could just go home. Like, home's fine now.
You know what's proper sneaky about this whole thing, though, is you get to this point where every time you meet up with someone, you're like, oh, just don't, like, tag me on Facebook, don't take a picture of me on Instagram, don't do anything because I'm supposed to be doing this or maybe even this, and I said no to it. So, like, everything you do here on out in that evening becomes, like, weird.
Well, this goes back to the whole thing of, like, it's so easy to get caught. If you do try and fake it, it's really easy to get caught. Because never mind your own social media, there's always someone who's like with the squad and you're like so drunk that you don't even know you're in the photo, and then the next day it's like quite bad.
I think the worst thing is when you go out with a friend and you realise that for someone who Instagrams literally everything they do, they've never Instagrammed a night out with you, and you're like, what am I, the side chick friend?
That's when you realise that you're the person that they always go to if their other plans fall
through. Exactly, you're the last resort.
Yeah. That's the thing now, if anyone does message me and it's like, what are you doing in an hour? I'm like... please come on, mate. An hour, you're clearly like something else has fallen through. I just think there's so much shadiness now. Like, if I message someone on Monday and I'm like, let's go for dinner on Wednesday morning, I think there's probably like a 30 to 40% chance that we're going for dinner.
Agreed.
Right, okay, so let's take a vote on it. Now, we could do a show of hands, but that doesn't work very well on audio. So I think if you could just make a sort of non-committal groan, that would be good. Do you think it's all right to cancel plans with your friends if something better comes up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And make some kind of weird groaning noise if you think it's not all right.
Mm-mm.
Hannah, you've changed your mind.
Yeah, I've changed my mind because listening to all this has made me realise how fucking awful we all are. And I think we should just never cancel.
Well, you've been outvoted.
If something terrible's happened to them, then you've got to go. Like,
you've
be
got to
a
be
pal.
A stand-up gent.
But the rest of the time, just be honest.
And also, you just have to be fully prepared for your friends to do that to you. It's like, you know,
yeah,
quid
exactly.
pro quo.
It's a catty thing. All right, Hannah, you're with the next moral proposition.
Okay, big question. Is it morally okay to wank over other people's Facebook photos or Instagram photos?
What are you talking about? Like a mate? Someone you know?
I'm saying like anyone. Maybe it's someone who you're messaging. Maybe it's someone that you just fancy. Maybe it's someone that... just a completely random person that you know. And
maybe,
you're,
maybe.
I don't want to pin anything down.
Yeah.
But you are just having a wank and then you just go on their Facebook photos and then you use that as masturbatory material. Is that fine or is that just really weird?
Do you think it's fine?
I actually wouldn't mind if I found out that someone else was doing that about me, because I think I put those photos out there in a public forum, and if they wank over them, then that's their business.
If you found out that Sam was doing that, you'd be fine with it.
What because Sam does is
absolutely anyone. And you didn't find it out via him, and someone said, oh, by the way, Sam told me the other day that he looks on your Facebook profile, and when he takes his trousers down, he touches himself, looks at your face, looks you in the eyes while he's doing it.
Honestly, hand on heart, I actually don't care.
I don't mind. And I just want to make it clear that I don't do that, or although I feel like even a denial doesn't sound great, you will never find out. Like, that's the thing, right? It's like, on the one hand, you will never find out, but on the other hand, is that all right to do? Like, someone's putting up their, like, Ibiza 09 photos and you're, like, scrolling back to find them. Zing.
I think it's really, really weird. You know, when you put photos up on Facebook, you kind of, the most you think is, oh, maybe I've got a couple of mates who'll like it. Maybe a hot guy's going to like it. Or, you know, I'll get a cute comment from my best mate. You don't think somewhere out there on the social network, someone is looking straight into my eyes on my Facebook photo.
I like how that's been added to it.
Slow. And deciding, yeah, this is the one.
I promise you they have, though. Not just me, but also other people that I know.
We'll assume that it's all other people that we know.
We'll assume that
it's
me.
For the rest of this conversation, we'll assume that it's other people that we know.
But when you're dating someone, or you sleep with someone, or you're texting someone, eventually it gets to the point where that question comes up, like, did you ever wank over one of my pictures?
What? That's a classic date conversation
that is,
for you.
Yes.
Is that like fifth date or second date?
I've never heard that from people. I've heard that from mates saying that.
What they ask whether you had a... Who's normally asking who in the situation? Not to apply gender norms to this conversation.
Oh, no, like either.
Right. It can go either way.
Mm. What is going on down these Camden metal bars?
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, bloody fucking...
And do people sometimes admit to it? Is that like a cute thing to say if you're on once you're going out?
I don't think it's a cute thing. But I think it's just...
It's a bit millennial,
a thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of...
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine?
Yeah, because it's just a photo. Like, just because of the tenuous link you have personally to them, it's like the same as like fucking bashing off over a High Street Honeys FHM magazine from 1997. You know what I mean? It's like it's not that much different, I don't think.
But yeah.
It's a complete emotional detachment.
But why is it an invasion?
If I was bashing off over a picture of you, though, like looking into your eyes, as you like to say, wouldn't you feel ill if you did know about it? A bit like invaded.
We could bring up the issue of consent here.
Well, exactly. It's an issue of consent.
How is it an issue of consent?
So, like, if it's a stranger, that's one thing. But if it's, like, someone you've already had sex with, no, because then that's really bad. That's like I'm saying consent once is always... I'm just digging that. Let's not go down this road.
Yeah, I think it's also not consent because they never know.
No, oh, yeah, okay.
It's literally just a picture. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've chosen to put out there. It doesn't even belong to you anymore. It's just a picture on the internet.
Right, yeah, because isn't... You know, you said use your imagination.
I think it's the same thing.
Is it better
that I look at a photo of someone or I think, like, gratuitous sexual acts going on in my head?
Yeah, because there's no thought police, but actually, like, we've all seen Black Mirror in a horrible world. People can see what you wank over online.
In quite an interesting way, and maybe you had to bring up Black Mirror.
But maybe it's fine if you just put the thing over your webcam. I don't know, like, yeah, if you do it in your head, maybe it's just as bad, but no one will ever know.
Well, you can't say that fantasizing about things while you masturbate in the most intimate setting is... is immoral or something. Like, no, what's this sort of weird puritanical attitude that you've got? I thought you were fucking
me,
mad.
I think
sex,
it's fine.
Sex nutter.
I think if anything, you should have porn in one window and the person's photo in the other window, and try to piece them together.
If you cross your eyes, they sort of blend into one.
Okay, let me put this in another way. So let's say, for instance, someone's wedding photo where, you know, she's like happily married to like the man of her dreams. Is it okay if you have a wank over her?
Hotter.
Yeah, in many ways it is.
Yeah.
Because you're cucking the guy. And you're also doing like marriage sex.
Yeah,
on,
hot.
Like, that's hot, yeah.
Yeah,
hot.
You're all slowly coming round to my point of view.
Well, I think that Bish makes an interesting point, which is that if you're saying, I mean, do we all agree that it's all right to fantasize about anyone? You can't be blamed. It's not immoral.
No, it's completely fine.
It's fine. So then if that's the case and no one ever finds out about you looking at a picture, then how is that any different?
Yeah, you're using it as like a springboard, basically. Yeah.
I think it's something about the fact that for me, the photograph that you've taken belongs to you. You've chosen to upload it wherever. You've chosen to upload it with maybe a specific aim in mind. But most of the time when you upload a photo to Facebook, you're not uploading it with the aim of giving some guy a, you know, wank material.
Yeah, but equally,
I think for me, that's what it is.
If you chat to a, you know, a nice lad at the pub, you're just chatting to him with the aim of having a chat. If he then goes home and has a zing wank, there's nothing you can.
Zing wank is amazing.
Yeah,
that wasn't your aim of the chat. But what can you do?
I mean, I just feel like it's a question of respect.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm thinking about when I'm jacking my meat off. Just thinking about how much respect is going on right in this situation.
Did you say jacking my mate off?
No, meat.
Right.
It's so bad if anyone knew that it's like not all right, even though no one knows.
Yeah, if it's all right, why didn't someone who in the group who's like had a wank over someone's Facebook photo call up the person right now and tell them? Because if it's fine, then surely it's fine for the person to know.
Hannah, you proposed the...
I'm not going to do that.
Then I think we've got our answer.
Should we take a vote then?
So make a grumbling noise if you think it's fine to wank over people's Facebook photos.
Yes.
Yeah. Millie, I can't believe you've held out. Please, don't lie.
No, I think at the end of the day, it's not
You think
really
it's not okay?
No.
But you just made such a strong case for it. What's swung you?
I like the idea of it, but I haven't actually done it.
Whether you've done it, it's whether you think it's okay if someone did it over you.
I'm sorry to not always be black and white, but I think like if you know them and you've dated them or like something like that, I think it's kind of a bit more permissible.
Yes, than I agree. There are gradients.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay, so a slightly Zing, you're holding out for puritanical.
Yes,
there's no grey areas on this issue.
I'm a puritanical.
If you want
bitch.
To wank over a photo, you should email the person and get their signature that this is okay.
Definitely.
And try and leave like a sort of 3 to 5 hour window so they have time to get back.
You ultimately should try and elicit a photo from them yourself, because
yes,
then
exactly.
It's more hard earned.
Strong agree.
It's a lot more fun. You've earned it, you
for
know?
For God's sake. Shouldn't all,
don't be lazy.
Be made easy.
Exactly.
Fucking millennials.
Exactly. That's what you should do.
Yeah, that is a good point. All right, good. We've sorted that one. Millie.
Is there ever a time when it's okay to screen grab a message or forward a message on without the person who sent it to you knowing? So I'll give you a couple of examples. So lately, like, people I know might be having an argument with someone and they're like really mad and they forward that correspondence to me so I can be like, oh my God, yeah, what a bitch.
Sure.
Okay. Or on the other side, like I might in the past have been guilty of like trying to chat someone up and then like it's going quite well and then like maybe they send me a flirty message and I like forward it to my mate to be like, oh, look, you know,
right.
Like forwarding messages on when people don't know and they'll ideally never know. And I'm not talking about like naked pictures because that's not cool, but I just mean like day to day people being arseholes or like you like chirping people. Is that okay if they don't know?
It's a broad one, so let's break it down. So let's start with, is it okay if you're having a sort of fight with someone? Maybe you're having a fight with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Is it okay for you to send like screen grabs of that fight to other people?
No, I think it's sometimes okay to quote directly, but screen grab just seems
Whoa,
so much worse.
That's getting very niche straight away.
Yeah, but screen grab seems so much worse.
How come?
It's because you're trying to like, I don't know, it's really hard to say. It just feels, well, if someone sends me a screen grab, like that feels worse than them just vaguely like retelling the story.
I don't think in relationships, but definitely like in fights with people or people being mad at me, I have done that, because I think it's just a quick way to be like, what do you think about this? You know, like, this person saying this, like, what shall I do? Kind of thing to my closest friends, in the same way that if they asked me what had happened, I would tell them. I've never thought like, oh, well, this isn't really fair on that person's privacy, because I don't know. I just feel like, in the same way that if me and Bish got in a fight and it was really upsetting me, I would come to Millie and be like, oh, Bish called me a prick and he said I was a loser in that hangout with June Sarpong.
It used to happen every night. When
yeah, it used to hang out, happen all the time. I think, what's the difference between that and screen grabbing the mean texts?
I think if you're in a relationship with someone, you shouldn't screen grab your arguments and send them around. Only if you're in a relationship with someone who's mental and you're like, look how mental he or she is. I probably need to get out of this, don't I? Then they can be like, yes, you do. You need to get out of that as soon as possible.
I remember going on MSN after school and like someone being like, please don't tell anyone this, but me and Rose snogged last night. And then I would literally be like, copy, paste, 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 like five under windows. And then like 2 minutes later, someone would be, oh my God, I can't believe you told everyone that. I just told you. And I feel my face going red and whatever. And that was kind of how I first learned about what you can and can't tell people. And about 15 years later, I finally got it nailed down. But I think that...
Have you?
But I think that there's something about technology that makes it so much easier to gossip and to spread things because of copy-paste.
Okay, guys, so to put it to the vote, is there ever a time when it's okay to screen grab a message or forward a message on without the person who sent it to you knowing? Groan if you think it is all right.
Groan.
Groan. And if you think it's not all right?
No.
That's quite an even split.
Yeah, Sam, you're kind of on the fence.
I think that it's all right. It's just like, it's just the same as in real life. Like, it's, I will absolutely send like an embarrassing email that someone sends to Vice, like to me, to the whole company, if they've like sent a really embarrassing pitch for an article or whatever, and I don't have a problem with it. But I think you have to have a certain level of trust with your friends and your relationships that is, in which that's just not okay. Even if someone's mad at you or being a dick. Zing, you're next.
So my question is, is it ever okay to not tell your previous sexual partners that you've tested positive for an STI? So, you know, when you go for an STI test and you come up positive for something and they say, well, you think about informing your previous sexual partners and people you slept with in the last few months, and you go, okay, yeah, and then you don't do it. Is that ever okay?
Is the base thing here that everyone thinks that is wrong in theory to do that?
Yeah, like I've been quite morally lax so far, but that's not, you're basically helping to spread contagion. So it's not okay.
So it's wrong. We all basically agree that it's technically wrong. So then the next question is like, if it happens to you, would you actually do it?
So speaking from personal experience, I actually have like told someone that after I got HPV, even though I asked the nurse and the nurse was like, you don't actually need to tell people, it's a very common STI. And I was like, I'm telling him anyway because he fucked me over. So in that sense, sometimes it can be a very positive move.
Weaponized.
Exactly.
Oh, was not expecting that from me. Amazing.
That is a good response. I must say that I've never had one, even though people can not believe me. But I also feel that if I found out that I did, it's just awkward because obviously the reason that some of your exes are exes or whatever, stuff's happened, is because there's bad vibes. And then to then throw that into the mix seems like an extra stress.
I agree. I think that if you were in that situation, which I can't possibly imagine, I think it would be hardest to tell someone that you had like genuinely had like really deep feelings for, or had some like a significant breakup with. I can understand why that would be the hardest. I'm not saying you should not tell them. I just understand that would be the hardest. I have had it where someone's told me like, oh, I've tested positive for this, you should go. And I haven't had it. And I've been really grateful that they told me. And right. We were like all adults about it. And actually it was good because it like got me down to the clinic. Do you know what I mean? When we were younger, people didn't tell people so much. And now as you get a bit older and a bit more responsible, and the
the fear of your own mortality kicks in, you kind of, you're a bit more grown up
and
about it.
I also think it's just not very embarrassing now, is it? Like, who's actually embarrassed about having an STI?
Depends what it is. Well, that's another question. Does it depend on which STI?
Well, I should hope so. I feel like there's some where there's not really too much grey area.
I would say that if you had gonorrhea, you would not want to text someone saying you might have
you
gonorrhea.
Spell it.
You wouldn't be able to spell it. And it just doesn't sound
maybe
very nice.
You can like maybe if you have gonorrhea you can just say that you've got HPV because they'll have to go and get tested anyway and then they
that's
can
a good
out.
Idea
so sly
that's a good idea.
That's so you to say that.
Maybe you should no
go on
wow maybe you should you didn't want to say out loud.
Maybe you should tell them you've got a worse one and then when they get tested they'll be like super psyched about just having about just having crabs or something.
Okay, do we need a vote or are we all basically agreed that you have to tell people?
Is it?
Yeah, I mean
yes.
Hannah, you said yes last.
I said yes first. Okay. As well, yeah.
And don't just wait until you grow up and become an adult about it. Just do it right if you're away. A teenager with a 16-year-old with chlamydia. You have to tell your you
yeah
have to tell
them that Vice said chlamydia was cool.
If anything, just do it for a laugh because it might be funny, you never know.
Good point.
Joe Bish finds a joy in everything.
I do, yeah.
Bish, you're last.
So my question put to the panel is it okay to be in a sexual relationship with someone who is in a relationship themselves, but you're not in a relationship
so
with
you're
yourself?
Single.
So you're a single guy or gal, and you've... single guy or gal, and then, you know, you meet someone and they're very handsome... but they've got a wife or a girlfriend, but you just, your oats have got to be sown.
Has anyone not been in this situation?
I've actually not
I've never
been
in
this
situation.
What?
Actually, no, I have.
Yeah, truly. Maybe with a snog, but not with sex. Like, I mean, I'll admit that I've cheated on a lot of people. I'm quite confused about how I feel about this because I've cheated on a lot of people, but I've never been on the other side of it. And I kind of don't think it's okay, even though maybe that's really hypocritical to say.
So you're fine with cheating on your own partners, but if it's someone else's, it's bad.
Yeah, because you're like taking responsibility for the downfall of your own relationship, but not rather than someone else's. I'm a bit confused about how I feel, but honestly, I've never done it and I kind of don't think it's okay.
Really? Why do you think it's not? Because
most of the people I've cheated on people with turn out to be pricks.
Right.
It's quite a bad sign of character. Because there's nothing wrong with your life. Like, it's just greedy. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're in a relationship and you cheat on someone, there might be, like, underlying reasons, like, you love them, but you can't get out of it, and or you don't have the balls, and then you make a mistake, and then it kind of clarifies things, or something like that. Or, like, it's ending anyway. Whereas if you're just, like, pottering around in life, having a nice time, and then go and fuck someone that's in a relationship, it's just a bit wholly unnecessary, I think.
No, I completely disagree. It's all on the person who cheats. Like, if you're a single person, there's nothing wrong with you having sex with people who want to have sex with you. Like, do it. But
if do you're it. Do person, it now.
Do it right now. But if you're the person in a relationship and you cheat, then it's complete. If someone cheated on me, I would never blame the bloody girl who slept with my boyfriend. I would blame him, the fucking scumbag.
Okay,
who cheated
I get
with the
your,
girl.
Okay, I get your point.
Yeah, but would you never point. Like if you're like shagging some married guy and just think about this like poor woman and sat at home with fucking children, just like wondering where her husband is, and you know he's porking you up the arse in a Premier Inn. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's a bit grim, isn't it? It's like you should take some responsibility and be like, maybe I shouldn't do
it's
this.
It's everyone's responsibility.
Okay, but
isn't
I mean
it?
That isn't it. Like, kids is an extreme example. I think it's hard to care about this invisible stranger that. The only thing you know about them is that they're sleeping with the person that you want to sleep with.
What about human empathy?
Yeah, for humans, if they were going out with a mate, even a...
Well, in mates not humans.
Even
if they're going out with a dog, yeah, sure, it's fine. Like, talking about humans here.
No, even if it was like a vague acquaintance, like Facebook friends, not even a follow on Instagram, I would be like, no, that's not allowed. But if it's some absolute stranger, I think it's hard to care. Is that cold?
I think you have to play it like... situation by situation. Sometimes you're just in a shit place and you just really want to sleep with someone and the opportunity arises and everything's great and then it happens. Like, you can't get completely distraught over that.
And I don't think it's any reflection on your moral character. Like, it doesn't mean that you're naturally prone to cheat or that you would cheat or that, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think it's separate.
I just kind of think, do unto others what you would have other people do unto you.
Right, here we go. Here's some real morality.
Yeah. So
been your argument throughout, really.
Exactly.
It's the same as the Facebook photos. It's the same as the thing. It's like, it's not just about what people find out and what people get away with. It's what you actually want.
Well, if you don't have any kind of semblance of internal morality, you can't just go around like flim-flamming, changing everything you want depending on the situation. You've got to have some kind of consistency.
Right. But what if... Yes, I suppose that's true. But my point is that guy, whoever the person is, they're going to get cheated on anyway with someone. So I feel like... Like, yeah, you've got to have internal morality, but that's different from having, like constant moral rules.
Someone's gonna kill this guy. Might as well be me. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone has to execute, pull the lever on this guy hanging to death.
Right.
You know, it's going to happen, so why don't I just do it?
I lost track.
No, I see your point.
Just because it's an inevitable doesn't mean you have to partake in it. Doesn't mean you have to be the one who is the guy or the girl.
I have a good, like, grey area. What about if you... like speaking to someone and you're probably going to go home with them, but then they say they're like basically broken up.
Well, you know that they're lying.
But does that affect whether, like, if you're saying that you'd sleep with someone and they were with somebody, what if they were like, yeah, we're broken up?
Anyone who says that they're basically talking. Broken up is in a long committed relation with that person, in which breakups have never been discussed.
We could just go and bang someone else.
Yeah, or you could
and then ignore all this fucking. You know, nonsense. Kerfuffle.
You're right.
And just you know, find someone who isn't in some sort of bizarre tryst where they want to use you to upset someone else or some old shit like that. Just go and find another nice person.
That is a good point.
This is quite wise.
Mm. I'm very wise.
Whose thing is this? Oh, yours.
What am I putting it to the group?
Well, now I feel like you've almost settled it.
I have settled it. So make a sound. Groaning or otherwise, if you think it's not acceptable to bang guys or girls who you know are in relationships while you're single, I'm going to say it's not acceptable. So here's my groan.
Oh, well, now if everyone's doing it.
Well, Hannah's not. Hannah's a cheater. She'd be on that cheaters program getting her hair pulled outside of fucking Hooters. Wing sauce all over.
All right. Well, I think not acceptable one that. But let me ask this as a final thing. Like, it seems like there's a couple of different things that affect these decisions, right? It's one, are you going to get caught? Two, can you live with yourself for doing it or will you just feel like shit about it? Three, is it like going to hurt someone else that you care about? And then four, the like, what you're talking about, Zing, the overall moral servitude, doing to others what you would do to yourself. Which of those do you think is like the driving force behind your decisions? Like when you think about things like this, even if they're like weird and complicated and about Tinder messages and stuff, like what actually drives your action in your real life?
You're looking at me, right? Well, I just think, would I be happy with someone else doing this to me? And the answer is always probably not. So don't do the shitty thing you're thinking of doing.
Right. Millie, don't lie.
My moral compass is smashed, but don't get me wrong. But I think there are other kind of contingent factors, like, we all make mistakes and we're having a really bad time in life, or like if we're fucked up, or like different things like that. But overall, I think with age, the idea of not doing something you can't live with is like sinking in over time. Like I'll make a mistake and then I realize I can't live with it and I usually won't make it again. So that's kind of a big factor for me, I think, now, more so than 5 years ago. But that's been learned through mistakes by doing shitty things.
Right. Bish, what drives your decision making?
Was guilt one of the options that you
said? Yeah, guilt, like not being able to live with yourself.
So guilt is, that would be for me. I don't, like, there's things that I could do that were within my power to do, but I don't do them because I know that the guilt would be too much to handle. And also it would just upset too many people for no reason, for reasons that I can prevent. And if I can prevent them, then I should do anything in my power to do so.
Yeah. That's, I think, that is also such... The guilt kind of leads your decision, because, like, there's lots of things that I think, oh, that's probably all right, but the guilt... I mean, I wouldn't... Even minor things I can barely live with the guilt of.
Mm, yeah, exactly. I'm very sensitive to things like that. I feel guilty about silly stuff.
Yeah.
Apart from upsetting you.
Thanks very much to Zing and to Hannah and to Bish and to Amelia. Please review the podcast on iTunes, give us 5 stars so that we're not behind bloody, I don't know, Michael McIntyre's thoughts for the week. And this has been the Vice UK podcast, produced by Sam Bonham at Rethink Audio. We'll be back next week.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.